rest of the story. They still talk about it in those parts, but that day in 1859 when the bad guys rode into town, there were about 20 of them. They shot up the place pretty bad. They stole anything they could carry off. They set fire to the tinderbox buildings. Some of the townsfolk ran for their lives. Others stayed and fought, but they were no match for the marauders. Women screamed. Thick smoke rolled through the streets. And then, as though out of nowhere, there appeared a stranger. He had a youthful face, but a serious, determined expression. And he walked from a billow of smoke toward one of the outlaws who was about to abduct a young girl. The unarmed stranger yanked the bad guy's six-shooter from its holster and pointed it at the bad guy's head. "Let her go," the young man said. And startled, the now disarmed outlaw let her go. As the girl fled, another of the bad guys rushed up, but the stranger got the drop on him, too. And then the leader of the outlaw gang approached, and he said, "You can't shoot us all." He shouted at the stranger, "You can't shoot all of us." At that moment, a lizard ran out into the dirt street, a small green lizard. The young man scarcely looked at it, but in a single swift motion, he pulled the pistol and shot the reptile's head clean off. And then he returned his steely gaze to the bad guys confronting him, and do you know what? One by one, the outlaws dropped their weapons. Just like in the movies. And they started taking orders from the sharpshooting stranger. In fact, he told them to give back the loot that they had stolen. They gave it back. He told them to put out the fires they'd started. They put them out. He told them to get out of town by sundown. And they got out. Now, what I have just related did not happen in our Wild West. But it's a well-documented incident. It occurred in 1859 in the town of Isola in Italy. In Isola, Italy. And you'll want to meet the stranger who defended the town that day. His name was Francis Gabriel Possenti. He had witnessed the invasion of this outlaw band from a hilltop overlooking Isola, from the Passionist Monastery, where he, Francis, was a 21-year-old monk. Prior to his life of study and meditation, Francis had been a rough-and-tumble teenager, an expert horseman, a fearless gambler, and a crack shot. And that day in 1859, he received special permission from his superiors to call on his forsaken talents one last time for a good cause. After the smoke cleared, Francis promised to return to the holy life, and he did. But the townspeople of Isola never forgot his good deed, and now neither will you. For you see, 61 years later, in 1920, Pope Benedict XV bestowed upon Francis the ultimate honor of the Roman Catholic Church. And although you never see a six-gun strapped to the statue of this St. Francis, you know the rest of the story.